Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Game. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a few things are now official. Nancy Pelosi is officially out as Speaker of the House. Donald Trump is officially in as a candidate for the President of the United States in 2024. And the Senate is officially still going to be maintained, even if by deciding vote being Kamala Harris, by the Democrats. And as we speak right now, the campaign against Donald Trump has already begun. Now, I expected this from the Democrats, who are saying, we're going to file acts because he started an insurrection and it disqualifies him from running, and this is going to be a horror show, and here we go, our worst nightmares all over again, and we're hearing fascist and Nazi and dictator and this and that, just like we did for four straight years. And that's expected of the Democrats. That's absolutely expected of the Democrats. Here's the problem. It's not expected of the Republicans. And unfortunately, we are starting to get some of that from the Republicans, especially the old guard and the old school Republicans who never backed Donald Trump to begin with. And I warned you all during the Trump presidency that was the case. You would get these people on Fox News and on Newsmax smiling and shaking their heads and saying, isn't Donald Trump doing a wonderful job? And every single one of them was waiting with a knife behind their back because they all have skin in the game. Every single one of those were simply waiting for Donald Trump, and many of them led him astray. I want you to understand that. Many of them gave him advice that until maybe a year in, he was taking. He was appointing people that they said, this is the guy you really should have. Really should have this guy in this position. Really should have this guy in this position. Yeah, okay. All right, that sounds good. And all they were really doing was stacking the deck against him. All they were really doing was trying to solidify their old school Republican base. That's what they were trying to do. We see this now very clearly. And now that we are likely to have McCarthy and Mitch McConnell back as the leaders of the Democratic Party, I should say Republican Party, but actually, there's a Freudian slip for you. Leaders of the Republican Party, you're going to see a lot of this, folks. If you think for 1 minute Mitch McConnell wants Donald Trump as the President of the United States, he would much rather see Joe Biden in again. Much rather. He doesn't care. How's he going to affect his life? He's a very rich man. It's not going to affect his life one iota. Same way with McCarthy. He doesn't want Donald Trump in. Person who, after January 6th, told Donald Trump he should step down. This is the guy. You want leading the House? Oh, great. Fantastic. Fantastic. And McConnell, well, look no further. If you're wondering why the red wave never came, folks, and you're really silly enough to believe it was the American people rejecting MAGA candidates, I don't know what to tell you. There was a concerted effort by the old school Republicans to make sure those candidates did not win, even at the cost of the House and the Senate. That's as simple as that. They didn't want certain candidates to win, because if they did, that would have been a victory for Donald Trump, and it would have ensured that no one would really run against him, because they'd say, well, look, look how much every one of his candidates that he endorsed won, and the people are clearly speaking. We're going to have to pretend to like him again. So what they did was they made sure they threw all of their money, all the RNC money, toward candidates that were the polar opposite of Donald Trump, more of the old guard Republicans. Mitch McConnell spent more money in Alaska on a race that was between two Republicans to ensure that a Donald Trump-backed candidate didn't win. Then he did a race between a Democrat and a Republican in Nevada that really probably would have given us the Senate had he won, depending on what happens with Herschel Walker, but would have given us a shot at having the Senate. Mitch McConnell didn't want it, folks. Mitch McConnell wanted his guard in. He wanted all of Trump's candidates to fail so he could get onto the closest microphone he could find and scream at the top of his lungs like the chicken neck loser that he is. This is Donald Trump's fault, and this is a rejection of the MAGA movement in this country. The people have spoken, and they want a more middle-of-the-road type leadership. No, they don't. Oh, no, they don't. I haven't talked to one Republican that wants that. What they want is scorched earth, because for four straight years, all we heard was, the Democrats are ruining the country. And then you went right along with them. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, all of you. Jumped in bed with them and said, we'll work something. We're going to reach across the aisle. How come the Democrats never reach across the aisle? Have you noticed that? Have you noticed that when the Republicans want something, the Democrats stick their middle finger up and say, yeah, how does it feel to want, right? But when they want something, even outrageous, you got old turkey neck Mitch McConnell. We'll see what we can do about maybe working out something. Yeah, I know, because we know where your bread is buttered. There's a lot of anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party. And here's what they're doing, folks. They are technically blackballing Donald Trump by using an actual good Republican. Ron DeSantis is a good, solid Republican. He's done a wonderful job in Florida. He's a fighter, similar to Donald Trump, maybe a little bit more tact, but still. And they are going to try their hardest to destroy him by pretending to lift him up. And here's how they're going to do that. They're going to say, you're our only hope. Donald Trump can't win this election. You have to run for president. You can beat him. And you can beat him in the primaries, and we'll put all of our money behind you, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and we'll do this. And let me tell you what's going to happen, folks. You're going to split the party. And there's going to be half the Republicans that say, yeah, I don't want to go through the same nonsense with Trump. Four more years of the Democrats yelling and screaming and hollering and causing trouble. I can't take it anymore. My head's going to explode. Maybe it is time for a change. And then you're going to get people who are the Trump supporters who say, no, I want scorched earth here. I'm tired of the Democrats winning every single damn thing because the Republicans refuse to fight back. And Donald Trump is the only one who's actually going to fight back. And I'm not voting for anybody else, even if I do like Ron DeSantis. You're going to divide the party. And whichever guy wins, there's going to be sour grapes. So what's going to end up happening is, let's say, for example, Trump wins. The DeSantis supporters are going to say, I'm not voting then. I'll just stay home. Okay, give the election back to Biden or wherever they run. And the Trump supporters, if DeSantis wins, are going to say, I'm not voting then. I'll just stay home, especially if it gets nasty. And the Democrats win again. So the Democrats are sitting back, just saying, oh, boy, is this going to be great. Thank you, Mitch McConnell. Thank you, McCarthy. Thank you, Lindsey Graham. And for the benefit of people who don't understand why I'm saying Lindsey Graham, we had a real issue. Near the primaries, the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, and it caused a sea of issues for the Republican Party. The Republican Party was trying their damnedest to get out the message, folks, all this does is take it out of the hands of the government and give it to individual states. Your abortion laws are not going to change if the people who represent your individual states don't want them to. It's just putting it back in the hands of the individual states where it belonged to begin with, folks. Don't panic. Yes, if you live in a right-wing state, the laws are going to be stricter. And yes, if you live in a far, far, far deep blue state, the laws are going to be much more open. But in general, there's going to be rational laws concerning abortion. It's not going to be taken away from you. The Republicans are not trying to remove it from the entire country. Along comes Lindsey Graham, who says, I'm getting a federal bill together to ban it totally in the whole country. Thanks, Lindsey. Thank you very much. Because you literally stepped over all the work that the Republicans were doing to ensure people this isn't the case. Because whether you like abortion or you don't like abortion, 80% of Americans think there should be some abortion. Now, that number gets very, very low when you start going up in months. About 80% of the people say, well, I mean, in the first trimester or life of the mother, rape and incest, you know, I would be for that. But then you start saying, okay, well, how about second trimester? How about 8 months? How about 9 months? How about 5 minutes before the baby's going to be born? And that drops down to about 10% of people. So the Republicans were not about to be hurt if their message was, we are going to institute rational abortion laws, because the majority of the people, about 70 out of the 80%, would have said, well, that's reasonable. But along comes Lindsey, and he says, I'm gonna make sure that we can use the abortion issue to drive all of the people away from the Trump support. Because we're going to say, well, it's those mega Republicans who want it all taken away. It's not us old school Republicans who understand that you're on your 12th abortion and you need another one. He did it on purpose. That was to stab Donald Trump in the back. That was to stab the MAGA movement in the back. And I'm tired of people saying the MAGA movement is insurrectionist. No, the MAGA movement is America first, get big government out of our lives, secure the borders, be tough on crime, be tough on China, and bring jobs and manufacturing back to the United States. What's wrong with that? Why is that an ugly word? Why have we allowed the Democrats to turn that into a word that's supposedly ugly? When people hear it, they say, oh, I'm afraid. You're afraid of what? This is exactly what you should be welcoming in this country. Crime's never been higher. Inflation has never been higher. The border has never been less secure. And the very people who are saying we need to fix this are the people you won't vote for. Well, you have to ask yourself the reason why you won't vote for them. And the reason is you allowed the Democrats once again to change the definition of a word. And what should have been the MAGA movement being, yes, this is a pro-American, America first, let's get everyone on board and do what's best for this country and the people in it. Terrible, racist, monstrosity of an organization that's, oh, it wants the ruination of the United States of America. And they fell for it, thanks to people like Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and Kevin McCarthy, two of which now are the leaders of this party. This is what they wanted from the very beginning, folks, because I warned you ahead of time that politics is like pro wrestling. The vast majority of the Republicans and Democrats who get on the floor and yell and scream and holler and say, this is outrageous, we're not going to take this, we're going to fight back, then they go to the same cocktail parties together and say, man, we're going to be rolling in money soon, you and I. How's those stocks doing, huh? Yeah, that's right. Everybody getting rich off the stock market because they can control it to a certain extent, huh? Oh, but they don't want any legislation brought that you can't do that if you're a member of Congress, if you're a senator. No, they don't want that. How do you think Nancy Pelosi got so rich? Her husband, oh, he's the amazing Kreskin. He knows exactly when stocks are going to rise and when they're going to fall. He's amazing. He's a stock market wizard. Seriously? We all know the game. So let me get this straight. If you're in the sports field and you bet on games because you know you have inside information that, well, this team's not doing as well as they should, and if I put some money on this team, not my own team, but if I put some money on this team who I know the manager, and the manager said he's going to arrest a few people, he's not going to do this, that, the other thing, you'll be thrown out of the sport. If you're a politician, that's just called being smart, and I'm going to make a whole lot of money. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes perfect sense, right? Well, the good old boys club is right there. Mitch McConnell, McCarthy, Lindsey Graham, Mitt Romney. This is the good old boys club, and they want it back. And they know that Donald Trump is not your typical Republican. He is not going to toe the line and say, I know that Lindsey Graham's a snake in the grass who's making all kinds of money on the side from X, Y, and Z. I don't care if he has an R next to his name. I know that Mitch McConnell's wife has tons of money from China. But that's okay, because that's good old Mitch, and he's on my side. No, Donald Trump is not built of that cloth. Donald Trump will call him out and say, what in the F do you think you're doing? This is not fair to the American people. That's what they fear. Now, as much as I like Ron DeSantis is not going to do that. Ron DeSantis is not going to rock that boat. He's too young. He has too much of a future. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. He'd probably want a second term, so he's going to play nice-nice for his first term especially. He's going to play nice-nice because that's what he has to do to get anything accomplished. Donald Trump, being a lame duck from the minute he takes office, will go scorched earth. He has nothing to lose. So all of the people saying, I want Ron DeSantis, you can't wait 4 years. Why? Why can't you wait 4 years? Don't you want the swamp drained? Don't you want somebody to go scorched earth? Don't you want somebody to pave the way so Ron DeSantis can come in 2028 and with a clean slate and say, now we're playing fair? You want the good old boy Republican club back? I don't. I don't have any respect for those guys. I don't have any more respect for them than I do the Democrats with the crap they're pulling. You think they're on your side? Why don't you go to see how many signatures some of these bills got that the Democrats put through that is currently ruining the country? And you'll find quite a few Republicans' names on those because we're just trying to reach across the aisle. We're just trying to show that we can work together. How come the Democrats never do that? You'll never see one Democrat name, except maybe once in a while, Joe Manchin, on anything the Republicans sponsor, anything. They just universally say, no. No. Because they're much more of a team effort. We're never going to have this team effort on the Republican Party until we decide what is the Republican Party we want. Do we want the business-as-usual Republican Party that for every single year of my life, except for the Trump years, accomplished very little to nothing, except maybe during the Reagan administration? Is that what you want? You want more of the tomfoolery where they just say, we think we're going to do this, maybe we'll do that, that never happened, and we didn't quite get there in this. Is that what you want? You want smoke blown up your ass for 4 more years? Fine. Ron DeSantis cannot do this because he has too much to lose. I don't blame him. There are people who say, no, Ron DeSantis will come in and he'll be a straight shooter. I'm sure he will be a straight shooter. But he's not going to rock the boat too much. Because if he does, he'll never get their sponsorship for the next 4 years. Donald Trump has nothing to lose. He's going to call it out. He's going to get rid of these Republicans that should have never been there to begin with or should have retired years and years and years ago. It's time now for the Republican Party to change. They have been unsuccessful. They have been lackadaisical. They have been weak and feckless for too long. Donald Trump reinvigorated the Republican Party. And he's got some firebrands in there. Yes, some of them don't have a lot of experience. Yes, some of them are rather brash. But it's time to be rather brash, okay? Because the Democrats don't care what they say. Chuck Schumer can get out there and basically threaten Supreme Court justices. If you overturn Roe v. Wade, you don't know the storm that's coming. We will find you. Well, what the hell? If a Republican said that, they'd be forced out of office. And guess what? Half of the Republican Party would be like, yes, you're right, he has to go. Oh, yes, you're right, that's terrible. If a Republican had said, if you see a Joe Biden supporter in the shopping market, at the gas station, at your local deli, you get in their faces and you tell them you don't belong here. Guess what would have happened? The Democrats would have called for that person to step down, and half of the Republicans would have said, you're absolutely right. We're so terribly sorry. Did that happen when Maxine Waters did that? No. They all got behind her and said, that's not what she meant, and we don't care. You interpreted it wrong, so tough. Okay. Because they support each other. Mitch McConnell proved he is not going to support any MAGA movement in this country. He doesn't want it. And if you want to dig into what the MAGA movement really is and not listen to stupid talking heads on MSNBC and CNN and NBC and every one of these other liberal crapola networks, all it wants to accomplish is an equal playing field for all Americans. What in the hell is wrong with that? Now, I know some people are going to say, it's not equal because a man can't be in a woman's sport. Yeah, you're right. A man should not be in a woman's sport. And anybody who thinks she should be is an idiot. Okay? That's not fair. How is that fair? See, that's the thing. You say, well, it's only fair. It's not fair. It's the exact opposite of fair. So it's inclusive. Well, inclusive. Can I go play in Little League and say I identify as a 6-year-old, 8-year-old? How about if I go be a tackle on a football team for third graders? Well, you're being inclusive, but there's going to be a lot of third graders with broken bones, I can tell you. So please, don't give me that. Don't give me that. Crime out of control, and every one of these liberal DAs, well, we're letting them back out, and oh, they murdered somebody else. Well, that's collateral damage, but you see, the project still has merit to letting them out. We know there's going to be some people who reoffend. Yeah, well, why don't you go to the funerals of the people who are burying their loved ones and tell them, that's just one of those things. We know that was going to happen, and you were the unlucky one. Tough. How would you like that if that was your son or daughter? Huh? How would you like that? Meanwhile, in our schools, you now have teachers who are literally grooming children, literally grooming them, not just grooming them sexually, although that's a big part of it, but grooming them mentally. Oh, this is evil. The way your dad and mom think, oh, they vote Republican, that's bad. We're going to show you why that's bad. You don't want to grow up like that. I watched a video of a teenager literally at her father's funeral, excoriating him because he was a Trump supporter at his funeral. You think he's not brainwashed? What the hell do you call that? If all you hear from the time you're in kindergarten is this is bad, this is bad, this is bad, you're going to grow up thinking it's bad. But they had a plan, see, and the plan is, we got to get the parents out of it, because if the parents happen to be Republicans, their children are in the household more than they're at school. So how do we work that out? I know. We tell them, your parents are bad. You don't listen to your parents. This is just between you and me. Your parents don't need to know about these special classes you're going to. You don't need to know about these special assignments. And then they started bringing over into the sexuality of it and saying, well, if you feel like a girl today, Jimmy, you can be a girl. Don't you feel like maybe you want to be a girl? You want to go see a drag queen show? You want to go see a drag queen show where a man dressed in very, very little and a G-string is twerking in front of your 9-year-old talking about oral sex, singing about it. And you know what's being told? Don't tell your mom and dad. Gee, what does that sound like? What the hell does that sound like when people start saying, you don't have to tell your parents about this? They want to be your surrogate parents. The teachers' union proved it when they said, oh, the parents don't have a right to say anything. What we teach in school, we teach in school. You don't get a say. Ah, you said the quiet part out loud. Well, Mega Movement wants to end that and say, no, you're not doing that. That's my kid. You're not sexualizing my kid at 8. You're not turning him against his country. You're not trying to give him a certain ideology, because that's not your job. Your job is to educate my child so he can read and write. You think they're doing that? You got college kids, they're asking them who fought in the Civil War, United States, and who, and they're like, Korea? They're in college! And they don't know who fought the Civil War! Classes! Because it doesn't matter who fought the Civil War if you're taking lesbian interpretive dance. What the hell? And then you wonder why China's beating us every step of the way? Ah, but were they beating us during the Trump years? No. No, they weren't beating us through the Trump years. So that's why Turkey Neck Mitch McConnell and his wife, who was getting rich off China, was like, oh, God, do something about Donald Trump. Don't you understand crooked politicians when you see them? Forget the R next to their name. Forget the D next to their name. Just look at them. There's got to be something mentally wrong with you if you can't see that Mitch McConnell's full of crap. There's got to be something mentally wrong with you if you can't see Nancy Pelosi's full of crap. They may as well have it written across their foreheads. But that's on my team. I can't say that. You hear the Republicans calling Donald Trump a leader and a wonderful person. Oh, if it's on his team. He's on your team, supposedly. Oh, but Mitch is calling him out, and Mitt Romney's calling him out, and then Kevin McCarthy's calling him out, and many others are calling him out. Why? He was the most successful Republican president since Ronald Reagan. Why are you calling him out? Oh, because of that nasty little January 6th thing? Well, let's talk about that, shall we? Because now we understand that federal agents were actually involved in that. That's right. The report came out, and they said federal agents, and there were people inside even the Proud Boys that were working with the federal agents to say, we're going to incite this. Why do you think Nancy Pelosi had a camera crew documenting? My God, they can't make it any more obvious, folks. Can you please wake up? If one day I stumble into Walmart to work, let's say I work at Walmart. Let's say I'm janitor at Walmart, maintenance at Walmart. And every day of my life, I come in without a camera. But today I come in, and I got two guys filming me, and I just happened to slip. And, oh, look, there was that nasty thing laying in the aisle. And isn't it a good thing I brought cameras to document it so I can now sue Walmart for everything they have? You know what the first question the lawyer would ask me is? Why did you bring cameras? Have you ever brought cameras before? Why were they there on this day? Anybody asking Nancy Pelosi that? No, they're not. And now today I see the House Oversight Committee with Jim Jordan, who I like. I like Jim Jordan. I think Jim Jordan's an honest man. And I think Jim Jordan's going to try his best. But Jim Jordan's saying, we are investigating Joe Biden. We want to make it very clear. It's not Hunter Biden we're investigating. We don't care. It's not that we don't care. We care. But that's water under the bridge. He's not a politician. He's not been elected by anybody. He's just directly involved, so we have to say his name. But for you people to say, why are you investigating Hunter Biden? He's a private citizen. We're not. This is how Hunter Biden's dealings affected the president of the United States. And they say, we have evidence. It's not like with the Trump Russian collusion thing where they had no evidence and lied about it. We have evidence. Here it is. Now I'm going to show you just how bad our media is in this country. They clearly showed that Joe Biden and his family had interests in China that would make it disadvantageous for them to put any sanctions on China. And would get them rich if they allowed China to continue doing the same things they've been doing. When they went to questions, first question, what do you think about January 6th? Are you saying that the January 6th people were not insurrectionists? They literally had to say, excuse me, we are talking about the investigation into Hunter Biden's laptop, where the FBI told Facebook and Twitter not to publish any of it because it was Russian disinformation, knowing it was a fact, probably swayed a lot of people to vote differently than they would have had they known the truth, which is election interference. Next question. January 6th. That's they're obsessed with it. They're obsessed with January 6th because it's the only thing they have. And I think there is a chance that it was all a setup. Now, I'm not saying that actual people didn't get involved. I could do that tomorrow. If I wanted to cause a riot and I had three or four people in on it and we said, let's cause a riot at a place, then I could probably get 10 or 12 or 14 people in a crowd to follow me if I work them up enough. And said, come on, we're going to go do this. We're going to go, okay, I'm with you. Yeah, 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 heat of the moment. But who started it? Who started it? For Nancy Pelosi's cameras and camera crew. That's a question that needs to be answered. It's not going to get answered, and I'll tell you why it's not. Because Mitch McConnell wanted to put all of his money into non-MAGA candidates who will not vote for it, and we lost the Senate. It's not going to happen. All of this stuff you've been waiting for, Anthony Fauci to get called on the carpet and really told what happened, and now we know a lot of what happened, folks, and it ain't pretty. The same thing we've been screaming on this show since this damn pandemic started, all of that crap is being found to be true more and more and more every single day. Oh, we'll bring Anthony Fauci before the Senate, and the Democrats will kiss his ass, and half of the Republicans will kiss his ass, and then he'll go home, and they'll say, we've done our best. We've done our best. No, you didn't. See, but what you're afraid of is if all those MAGA candidates won, they'd have done more than their best. They'd have held him responsible, and you know what that little elf would have done? He would have squealed. He would have squealed on higher-ups who said, well, I was told to do this, and I was instructed this way and that way. And next thing you know, the house of cards starts falling apart, and we start to get down to politicians, and that's what they fear. Same way with January 6th. Why do you think the Democrats said no one on our January 6th committee can be pro-Trump? If you're not anti-Trump, you don't get to sit on the committee. Well, how is that fair? How is that fair? Because they knew if they had a few pro-Trump people on that, they would have asked some very hard questions that they could not answer. And then they would have looked foolish, and they don't want to look foolish. They control the narrative. The Democrats always control the narrative. And when the Republicans finally get a chance to control the narrative, Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, and his ilk decide, well, we can't have that. We want it to be fair and balanced, and we're not going to do this, or we're not going to do that. Great. Well, here they are back in charge. Expect nothing. expect nothing. Oh, you're going to get hearings. You're going to get proceedings. You're going to waste all of your tax dollars on calling this one and calling that one, and we're going to hold somebody responsible. This is Lindsey Graham's playbook 101. Lindsey Graham would get on television every single goddamn night and say, you just wait. You wait till I get the FBI people before me, and you'll see what ends up happening. You wait until I get X, Y, and Z before me, and we'll see. We're going to get to the bottom of this, and heads are going to roll. And then I'd patiently watch, and he would say, thank you very much for coming. I realize this is a very hard time and a very hard situation, and we just want to say thank you so much for your cooperation here. Did you have any prior knowledge of this incident? No, sir, I didn't. Thank you very much. I have no further questions. Yeah, thanks, Lindsey. You phony baloney. You think we're not watching? You think we don't have eyes? See, this is what they hope, folks. They hope that the D and the R is enough. They hope that you just say, well, I'm a Republican, so I will say nothing bad about any Republican ever. They're on my team. They're mine. Same way with the Democrats. That's what they hope. But I'm not doing that. I see through this nonsense. They're going to run to the most popular Republican and attempt to ruin his political career. Because Ron DeSantis right now is probably more popular than Donald Trump. Because Ron DeSantis was right about all the things the Republicans were wrong about, along with the Democrats. He handled Florida the right way and the schools the right way and immigration the right way and all of the stuff that he needed to handle, he handled it the right way. And so now they're going to run to him and say, you're our savior from the evil, horrible, terrible Donald Trump. And they're going to stroke his ego and say, only you, Ron DeSantis. And I hope Ron is smart enough to say, hold the phone. Hold the phone. Why should I commit myself right now to running for president? What's wrong with 2028? I got a good job here to do in Florida. I've basically flipped the entire state of Florida into a red state, as deep red as it can possibly be. If there's two or three Democrats politicians out there that won in Florida, I don't know who they are. The whole state is as red as can be. He's done a wonderful job. Just let it alone. And if he's smart, he will say, you know what? I have future aspirations to run for president, but it's not going to be the time when I'm going to help to divide my own party. And that's what I would be doing if I ran now. I would be helping to divide my own party. Half of you people will be with me. The other half is going to be Trumpers. And all it's going to do is cause the Democrats to get four more years. And I'm not doing that. I hope and pray he's smart enough to do that. Because if Ron DeSantis tomorrow was to say, not only am I not running, but I'm throwing my support behind Donald Trump, who I think did an excellent job. That's it. It's over. Mitch McConnell can say what he wants. Kevin McCarthy can say what he wants. All the talking heads over at MSNBC and CNN can say what they want. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because Mitch McConnell's approval rating is about the same as Joe Biden's. Republicans don't like him. They don't give a damn what he's got to say. They care what Ron DeSantis has to say. So if Ron DeSantis really wants to make his political career, that's the right move. Who are you going to run against in 2028? Who's going to run? Lindsey Graham? Yeah, he'll beat Ron DeSantis. Pence? Yeah, he'll beat Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is a shoo-in for 2028. He could walk to victory in 2028, but he's not going to walk to victory in 2024 because it's going to divide the party. And that's exactly what Lindsey Graham, that's exactly what Mitch McConnell, that's exactly what Kevin McCarthy wants to do. You handed the Democrats a tainted victory, technically, in the midterms. They should have got wiped out. But because you decided not to spend money on candidates you didn't approve of, to help them over the top, to beat candidates that some of them couldn't even speak English hardly, coherently, because you decided, oh, we're not putting any money behind them. We're not going to back them in any way, shape, or form. They lost. So you lost the Senate. Congratulations. Now you want to blame it on Donald Trump? Please. If you'd have put any money behind Carrie Lake, if you'd have put any money behind half of the people that were running for Senate, we'd control the Senate and the House right now, Mitch. But you didn't, because it was more important to you. You'd rather be the minority than to be the leader when, if it was Trump-backed candidates, he got him over the top, right? Right? Answer to that is yes. Because he hates Donald Trump. Why? What did Donald Trump do for the Republican Party that was terrible and horrible and awful? If anything, he restored some energy to the Republican Party where there were more voters and more people registering as Republicans. But old Mitch, no, he don't like that. Why? Ask yourself that if you're a Republican. Why? No, because it says a bad word now and then. Oh, screw you. This entire political system needs a good enema, and Donald Trump can do it. Ron DeSantis is not going to do it, not because he's not honest, not because he probably don't want to, but because he has more aspirations than that. And he's one of those guys who's going to say, look, we need to get X, Y, and Z passed. We need to get stuff done. We're going to have to grin and bear it with some of these people. He's already kind of done that. We're going to have to grin and bear it with these people and play games with them and play kissy face with them. Donald Trump's not going to. If you want to really rebuild the Republican Party as a strong unit, don't start building when the House is half up. Tear the damn House down and start from scratch. Donald Trump, tear the House down. Give him the 4 years to do it. And you'll find out that many of your Republican saviors are criminals. They've been beating you for I don't know how long, lying to your face, telling you what you want to hear, doing exactly nothing, and then laughing about it at cocktail parties. Oh, did you hear that good line I said about Nancy Pelosi? Nancy, you're not mad at me, are you? Oh, no, of course not. I said bad things about you, too. You want another drink? Yes, I do. That's the way it goes. Pro wrestling. But not with Trump. Trump will point his finger at somebody and say, this guy's no good. Yeah, I know he's a Republican, but he's no good. He's useless. He did it on a regular basis. When's the last time you saw Ron DeSantis point at a Republican and say, hey, he needs to go? He needs to go. He's not doing his job. He's crooked. He's a closet Democrat, or he's doing this, that, and the other thing. When's the last time? Never. Because DeSantis has too much to lose. He is the future of the Republican Party, and there is no doubt. But right now is not the time. Because every single day, Republicans who say the following, if Trump ain't running, I ain't voting. If Trump isn't the guy who's running for president against whoever the Democrats put up, I'm not voting. A few say, well, I'll vote for DeSantis, but not if they throw Trump under the bus. And then I've listened to some people who say, well, I'm sick of Trump, and if he runs, I don't know if I'll vote. That's why Ron DeSantis right now is the most important person in the Republican Party. Because if Ron DeSantis was to get on television tonight and say, I'm putting an end to this nonsense. I'm tired of the Republican Party being divided. I'm tired of the Republicans going after Donald Trump. Yeah, he went after me. Yeah, that's the way it goes in politics. I'm not running. I'm not running in 2024, and I'm throwing my support behind Donald Trump. How about that? It's over. You understand? It's over. It's over for the Republican old boys club, and it's over for the Democrats, because there's no one in the world the Democrats could run that would beat that. No one. DeSantis can be kingmaker tomorrow. by doing just that. And if you think that doesn't help him when he decides if he wants to run for president in 2028, you're crazy. Because every single Trump fan will then say, I'm voting for DeSantis. When the chips were down, DeSantis backed Donald Trump, and I'm in his camp 100%. And he's going to maintain the following he already has, so he's only going to help himself and this country, by the way. But you mark my words, that's not what the Republicans want, at least the old-school Republicans. You got guys like Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of those people, they want that. Not Mitch McConnell. Not McCarthy. They want to return to the way the Democratic, the Republican Party was. That's what they want. See, but here's what you don't understand, folks. We could go back to the way the Republican Party was if the Democrats went back to the way the Democratic Party was. But the Democratic Party is not the same now. They have been overtaken by radical communists, fascists, and Marxists. And they're playing by that rule book. And there is no way to defeat them if you say, we're just going to stay the same way we are. We'll just try to reach across the aisle and see what we can do. No, you can't. If tomorrow you want to kick all of those radicals out of the Democratic Party and go back to the Joe Manchin and those type of people and go back to the Kennedy Democrats, yeah, you could probably go back to the normal Republican Party and things would be okay. That's not the way it is now. These radical nut jobs are actually succeeding and getting things done, and they need to be met with equal force. And that means we need to clean house of the old school Republicans who just sit there and go, well, there's one thing in this bill that I like. It's going to give almost $10,000 to research for my favorite charity. Yeah, and it's going to give $1.2 billion to some other country. Well, I got a little something. Yeah. That's what we do. We bow and scrape before the Democrats. The Democrats are like, oh, you want money for the veterans? We'll throw a few million dollars into this bill for the veterans. However, you got to pass this bill, and it's billions and billions and billions to Green New Deal. And if you don't vote for it, we're going to say, oh, we were trying to help the veterans, and those evil Republicans wouldn't vote for that bill. They don't want to help the veterans. Instead of having a Republican stand up and say, like Donald Trump did, put the bill up with just nothing but help for the veterans and see what happens. Take out the Green New Deal stuff if you're so anxious to help the veterans. Take it out and see if all of our Republican representatives don't sign it. So then the Democrats look dumb, because then the people say, oh, I see why they're not signing it. We let them walk all over us. Did you see Mitch McConnell doing that? Did you see Kevin McCarthy doing that? You see him going on television saying, look, the reason we're not voting for this bill has nothing to do with the fact that we don't want to help veterans. It has to do with the fact that the vast majority of the money is, no, you didn't see that. You saw a few mega Republicans do it. Oh, but not them. No, they just put their name on it and said, we did something to help the veterans. Pat yourself on the back. Oh, 99% of that bill went to Green New Deal energy crapola? Oh, well. You know, you got to reach across the aisle. That's what we got here, folks. You can't keep doing this, not with these radicals. You need someone who's willing to fight. You need someone who's willing to turn around, point the finger at his own team and say, you, my friend, got to go. You're not helping the cause. I'm sorry, that's not Ron DeSantis right now. It may be in 2028, it may be. But not now. Because the radicals are at the door, and they're getting what they want. And the GOP, good old boys club, don't give one damn. Because the Democrats throw them a little bit of crumbs on the floor and say, here, you can eat the crumbs from what's left over. And they're saying, thank you. Thank you so much for the crumb. Well, I'm tired of eating crumbs, okay? And so are the American people. It's time that we got back to doing what's best for this country. country is not having Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy as the leaders of this party, because it's a proven fact. We would have had at least substantially larger Republican victory had Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy not been involved in it. And Lindsey Graham. Don't tell me it's Donald Trump. Don't tell me America rejected these candidates because Trump was too radical. No, they rejected the candidates because you didn't give them any money and they couldn't get their message out. Even Dr. Oz, who's not a great candidate, but even Dr. Oz, you wouldn't give any money to for weeks and weeks and months, he had nothing. So you had this whole Fetterman thing running for months before Oz even got his message out. And with early voting, it destroyed you. Fetterman literally got on television and said, and the Democrats said, brilliant. What an orator. He could be president someday. That's called the Democrats stick together. Donald Trump comes on television and says, we need to get back to America first. And Republicans say, you know, he's very divisive. When you say things like that, that's very divisive. How the hell is that divisive? Democrats will stick up for anyone. I mean, let's face it. If John Fetterman was a Republican, the entire Republican Party would have said, you can't run. I'm sorry, you can't run. We're not giving you a dime. We're sorry that you had a stroke. We're sorry that's affected your brain and everything, but I'm sorry, you can't run. You won't win. That's what they'd say. You wouldn't win. We'd just be wasting our money. Just like they're saying right now with Donald Trump. Oh, we don't want to, you know, he's not going to win. He won't be able to win. Are you kidding? Apparently, the Democrats can get a stroke victim over the finish line. Apparently, the Democrats can get a man who's obviously suffering from cognitive decline to the point where he can't even walk off a stage by himself, and he doesn't know he's the president. He thinks Kamala Harris is. They can get him over the finish line. Oh, there's no way to get Donald Trump, who got more votes than any president running for second term in history. Oh, there's no way to get him over the finish line. Are you kidding? Listen to yourselves for a minute. If you're a Republican or a conservative, listen to these idiots. The man got more votes than anyone in the history of the United States of America running for a second term. And they're telling you we couldn't possibly get him over the finish line while John Fetterman can't speak. And Joe Biden is cognitively declined to the point, doesn't know left from right, and they got him across the finish line. You know why? Because they stuck to their guns and they didn't have traitors in their midst, and we do. That's why. But hey, those traitors are right back. They're right back. So Donald Trump has an uphill fight. And if Ron DeSantis joins the battle, then you may as well just say, Democrats, you have four more years. Because that's what's going to happen. The party will be divided, and that's what's going to happen. Some mega Republicans will bite the bullet and vote for DeSantis and say, well, depending on how ugly it gets. But it won't be enough, because it won't be the enthusiasm there. The Republican base has to be energized. I'm very energized about Ron DeSantis. In 2028, I'm very energized about that. I want the swamp drain first. I want the evil Republicans. I want the Republicans who are worthless. I want the Republicans that are traitors. I want them out. And DeSantis ain't going to do it. And they know that. And that's why they're patting him on the ass saying, come on, boy, run. Run, boy, run. You're our only hope. Yeah, your only hope to save your ass. Go ahead, let Trump be the fall guy. Let him go in there for 4 years and drain the damn swamp, get rid of these Republicans who are feckless and have done nothing for years and years and years and years and years off your money, and then have DeSantis come in afterwards. What's wrong with that picture? Why are we hoping for 8 years when we could get 12? Why are we doing that? Because we're short-sighted. That's why we did not get a red wave, because we're always short-sighted. Well, we'd rather have this candidate than Trump's candidate, so therefore we're not going to give this candidate any more money, even though this candidate came within a percentage point of beating the Democrat. With a little more money and a little more support, they would have beat him. And we'd have the Senate right now, as well as a larger majority in the House. But that wasn't good enough. Meanwhile, you can get a bartender waitress out of whatever, and everybody will, oh, well, we're supporting her fully. When she says things like, we have to stop cows from farting to save the earth, oh, yeah, she's brilliant. Donald Trump says we need to really, buckle down here and have America come first. And they say, oh, that's very divisive. Very divisive thing to say. Can't say things like that and win. It's time for the Republicans to take a look at their own party. For too long, we've been doing Republican versus Democrat. Well, let's take a good hard look at Republican versus Republican and realize you're going to have to get these people out if you want any future. Otherwise, it's going to be a one-party system very soon. Very, very soon, because we can't take four more years of this. Simple as that. So you either want to wait and see how far the invasion goes, or you want to drop the bomb now. That's what it comes down to. That's what it comes down to. I say drop the bomb. Let Trump run, and hopefully he wins. And when he does, scorched earth. Clears Ron DeSantis has clear path. You want business as usual? Fine. We'll split the party. We'll let the Democrats win. And probably in four more years, we'll have a one-party system where we'll just bow before our masters. And it will be a moot point to even have an election. Very sad, folks. Very sad. But I want everyone within the sound of my voice to understand this. Donald Trump was not responsible for the lack of a red wave. Mitch McConnell was, Lindsey Graham was, other people in the Republican Party were, because they didn't want it. They feared the MAGA movement to the point where they said, now is the time we have to crush it if we're all going to be in the good old boys club for the next however long. Simple as that. So prepare, because the worst is yet to come. The Republican infighting is going to continue. I heard Ron DeSantis say we have to stop. Well, Ron, you can end it today. You can end it right now. All you have to do is get before the first microphone you see and say, I have no intentions of running for president in 2024. I'm going to back whoever the Republican candidate is, and we'll see what the future brings. And it's over. The infighting is over. We'll see what he does, folks. Short of that, it's civil war in the Republican Party, and the Democrats are laughing about it.